السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Our starting point is Surah Hud, Surah number 11 and verse number 81. In yesterday's lesson, we highlighted the crimes committed by the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam was on one side of Palestine, which was called Sadum. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, his uncle, because Lut alayhi salatu wasalam is a nephew, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's brother's son, he Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was on the other side. The malaika, the angels came in the form of human beings, gave the glad tidings to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, that she will be giving birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they came to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and he could not assist them. وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعَى, meaning that his hands were tied because the enemy were so many, and 99% of them were involved in these vices. And it was not only homosexuality that they committed, but remember they had clubs, and in there all type of vices were also committed. And when the people came, taqta'una sabil, they would hijack the people who were traveling. So multiple crimes were committed by the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and the worst and the most heinous crime was the homosexuality and the crime of sodomy. He, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, said, "Hada yawmun asib," that today is a very, very bad, horrible day, because I don't know what my people will do with these foreigners and these visitors. Till that time, he did not know that they were angels who came in the form of human beings. His wife, who was a kafira, non-Muslim, at that time to get married to non-Muslim was permissible. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us that Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's wife, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam's wife, both of them were non-Muslim. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. If you study Surah 66, Surah Tahrim, and verse number 10, you will find Imra'ata Nuh and Wamra'ata Lut, both of them, Almighty Allah states that they were non-Muslim. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا أَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. They committed khiyanat, khiyanat meaning kufr and disbelief and blasphemy. She leaked the news and the people came rushing, because now they wanted to see who these handsome people are, and they wanted to commit their heinous crime with them, Allah forbid. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam pleading, begging them, "Ha ula ibanati," that see, these are my daughters here. Daughters, he never meant his own biological daughters. A Nabi is like a father and greater than a father to the people. So all these women here, they are my daughters. Why don't you do things the normal manner, conventional way? Get married to them. Hunna atharu lakum, they are purer for you. But they would not listen. He asked them, "Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid?" Is there no rightly minded person, no intelligent person? Today the world can laud and give awards and rewards to people. Any person, any government, any party who promotes homosexuality and sodomy. By Allah's Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can never be called intelligent in our terminology, Islam. Understand that very, very clearly. So therefore, on certain issues, there are no compromise. And one is the issue above, whether homosexuality, sodomy, lesbian, all these things are absolutely haram and condemned in Islam. They told Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, you know, ma lana fi banatika min haq. We don't want these women. They wanted men. Adam and Eve was not good for them. Adam and Steve. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ. And you know very well what we desire, what we want. In Islam, this is a crime. Capital punishment is applicable. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, so many ahadith compilations. The Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اُقْتُلُ الْفَائِلُ وَالْمَفْعُولُ. And you kill, and capital punishment must apply to both parties when they are consenting adults. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied this. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi Lut. Verily, one of the things that I fear for my ummah in the latter generation, the time you and me are living in, is the ummah will commit the crime of sodomy. Sodomy, men and men. Sodomy, sodomizing their wives, Allah forbid. All this are absolutely haram. And people who indulge in this without a shadow of doubt, Allah's curse is upon them every moment, every time. Because such people have lost their bearings and their orientation and direction. He, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, is now expressing his intention to the honorable guest. Lo anna li bikum quwa, if only I had some power, I could assist you, and then we would then take and challenge these people. Oh, awi ila ruknin shadid, oh, I had some firm support structures. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the plight of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, said, Rahimallahu Lut, may Almighty Allah have mercy on him. And thereafter Almighty Allah sent the Anbiya messengers, that they had very good and powerful support structures. Now these malaika, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, and the other angels who came with, remember, now they disclose their identity. Now they are informing Lut alayhi salatu salam. This is why we have come to Sodom, why we have come to this part of the world. People call it Sodom, and in Arabic and those languages of the Semitic languages, Sodom. Surah 11, Surah Hud, verse 81. Qalu ya Lutu. They, the malaika, in the form of human beings, said, O Lut, inna rusulu rabbik, we are the messengers of your Allah, we are angels. We have come here as human beings, so that we see what your people are doing, and what is their agenda and ulterior motive. Lan yasilu ilaik, they will never reach you, meaning they will never be able to cause harm to you. Now this is the escape route and the escape plan for you. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهَلِكَ. Hence at night you travel with your family, with your votaries, with your supporters, people who brought iman on you. Study, analyze the word فَأَسْرِ. Mustafa Habibuna wa Shafi'una sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey from Makkah Mukarrama, Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. That journey is called Isra. Isra means as-sayru fil layl, to travel at night. The beginning of the 17th surah and chapter, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, everlasting glory, perfection for that being Almighty Allah who took his beloved servant for a journey during the night. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was commanded by Almighty Allah, فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. You take my servants, the Bani Israel, and you will be pursued. The army will follow you and chase you of the Pharaoh. But don't worry, Allah will save you. So here Almighty Allah tells Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهَلِكَ. So ahal means your followers, your family, everybody. And al means family only. بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ, in the portions of the night. You know the night progresses, the darker it becomes. So when it is 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then silently that you escape and you go with your people. And they told him the route and the direction to go. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٌ, and none of you should look backwards and here and there. You remain focused and just go in that route and direction that we are showing you. إِلَّا مَرَأَتَكْ, except your wife. Your wife is a kafira, a non-Muslim, and she will be punished and dispatched to Jahannam and the everlasting doom and gloom. إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ, indeed it will afflict her what had afflicted them. Here we need to pause and understand three great principles of tafsir. When we study Bukhari Sharif, we find that Mustafa Nabi Yunus sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hadithu an Bani Israel, that you can report and narrate from the Israelites what is mentioned in the Bible and in their books and so forth, Old Testament, New Testament, whatever you want to call. The ulama have categorized it into three different categories. Number one, certain things are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith Mubarakah, sayings of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also mentioned in the Bible. For example, Tufan and Nuh, that is the deluge, the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. So that obviously is what the Quran Kareem is confirming, Muswaddiqan lima bayna yaday. The Quran Sharif has come to confirm what is in the previous scriptures and not contradict. Second category will be those things which we reject totally and absolutely. If you open the Bible today, they have chapters, I'll just give you 2-3 of them. One place they got there, Jacob wrestles with God. Allah forbid, this is kufr and blasphemy. That they say Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Jacob were having a wrestling match. Can you imagine a Nabi wrestling with Allah? So all these type of things will be totally rejected. When you open Genesis and the Bible and so forth, you will find that they tell you about Nuh alayhi salatu salam or Lut alayhi salatu salam, Allah forbid, committing incest with his own daughters. Remember, once I was in Newcastle, we used to go to the townships and we used to do Dawat and Tabligh, and there were some people, missionaries who were there. So they brought their Bibles, so our brothers were very perturbed and so forth. I said, leave them, let them speak. So they were speaking and we were observers. So I told one of them, bring that Bible there. It was in Zulu or some African language. I just told him, open the Bible in this chapter and that verse there and read for me. So he read all about the incest and he said, Haikona, this can't be true. Haikona is our vernacular they use here. That it means that this can't be true. An ordinary human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, who has some understanding of what Anbiya and messengers are, will never accept something like that. That those people whom Almighty Allah has selected, they were not elected by people. And you say that they are committing incest, Allah forbid. Remember, those type of things we totally reject and refute. The third category is, when you study the story of Lut alayhi salatu salam in the Bible, Lot, L-O-T, Then they say that when he and his people went, then his wife turned around and she turned into a pillar of salt. So could that happen or not? Yes, but we don't believe in it 100%, nor do we reject it absolutely. We say that it is la nusaddiqu wa la nukadhib, nor do we accept it totally, nor do we reject it absolutely. So these are the three categories. If you understood that, you understood one big chapter of Islam and tafsir. Certain things we will accept of the Bible. Certain things we will totally reject and refute. And certain things we will say, la nusaddiqu wa la nukadhib. So she was punished in this world, and her everlasting Jahannam awaits her because she's a non-Muslim. Innahu musibuha ma asabahum. So it will afflict her, the punishment. What afflicted them, the people? Which type of punishment came upon them? Just now Almighty Allah will inform us. It is night time, you go. O Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, what your votaries, your supporters and people, that small group of people compared to the group of homosexuals and gay brigade. Inna maw'idahum as-subh. Verily, the promise when the punishment will be unleashed is the morning. Alaysa subuhu biqareeb. Is the morning not near? This is the night preceding the morning. And the morning, the chastisement and punishment will be unleashed by Almighty Allah. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, his people, all of them gone, his wife and though, they look back and now the punishment starting. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. Hence, when our command, our decree, our punishment came, جَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. We, Almighty Allah, users, the plural, it is the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, a sign and symbol of authority. Allah is stamping his authority. I will do as I please, and none in the entire creation and universe can question me why, who, what, nothing. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. None can question Allah, and Allah has the authority and right to question everybody. He is fa'alul lima yurid. O Jibreel alayhi salam, pick up that piece of land of Sodom and Gomorrah, that land in Palestine, and pick it up and smash it back to the ground. How they did things upside down. Let them go upside down. This is ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran, O Muslim. Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha. We've been there several occasions. When you go there, you will see some marks there, and they will tell you that this is the lowest portion as far as altitude goes on the earth. O people, Muslim and non-Muslim, don't you see the remnants and the relics Allah has left? The land and the sand is telling you a lesson. A nation that committed homosexuality, Allah punished them so much and left that sign that this is the lowest point on this earth as far as altitude goes. Hence, it can never ever be acceptable or permissible. That is as far as the land and sand goes. From the skies, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. And we rained upon them. When the water comes, the droplets come, what do we say? مُطِرْنَا مُطِرْنَا بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلِهِ. The rain came upon us بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, various compilations. So remember that. Hear the word أَمْطَرْنَا. أَمْطَرْنَا normally has to do with rain. So Allah is speaking of another type of rain. And we rained upon them, alayha, on that piece of land. Hijaratam min sijil, such stones. Min sijil. When you analyze the word sijil, you will know it refers to the clay. That clay that is very, very hard and solid. This word originally comes from Farsi and Persian. Then it is Arabicized, made ta'rib. Like you get lagam, it's made lajam in Arabic. So here also, sijil. So that baked clay, that brimstones from the skies, it was raining upon them, these stones upon the group of people who committed the crime of homosexuality, mandudim, and it was consecutively, one after the other. In this day, in this age, you will hear people dashing for cover, you and me. Suddenly it's raining, and then it's hailing, and then they will tell you in some parts of the world, when the hails fall, then it is the size of a golf ball, it is the size of a tennis ball. The cars are damaged, the homes are damaged, the roofs are damaged. Imagine this is what we see in this life of ours. What did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala do with those people who engage and indulge in homosexuality and the gay brigade? Therefore, O Muslim, your name can be what? Once you sign the document to make your party happy, to make the politicians happy, that yes, let this bill pass, that person is a murtad kafir out of the fold of Islam. He can be reading salat, doing whatever, it means nothing. We must understand our allegiance does not go to any man-made constitution. Our allegiance is first and foremost to Almighty Allah. Our allegiance is to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our allegiance is to Deenul Islam. Everything else is secondary, and many a time is not worth the paper on which is written, like the case of homosexuality. O Muslim, understand what Islam means. We inundated nowadays. My son is gay. My daughter has these type of feelings and tendencies. Every week we get these type of queries. People are asking, O father, O mother, you have to evict them if they are not changing their lifestyle. They still want to mingle with their own crowd of gays, and they want to do things they want to do. Then kick them out and evict them from your house. That's the minimum. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. We cannot take the law into our own hands. But this much you can do. You tell them you don't stay here in my house. No shelter, no food, no clothing, nothing for you. Get out. I got nothing to do with you. Innahu laysa min ahlik. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala told Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of yours who is bent on kufr, he's not part of your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. His actions are not righteous deeds. He's committing the worst of crimes. So don't be fooled, O parents. We must show sympathy and compassion when our children are righteous and when they want to make tawbah. But when they justify their vices and evil, they continue with these type of vices of gay, then kick them out and expel them, boycott them. No salam, no kalam. We love for Allah's sake and we hate and detest for Allah's sake. See what Allah did with them. Hijaratam min sijilim mandud. Almighty Allah states, we rained upon them the brimstones. We rained upon them the stones that were hard and solid, made of clay. Mandud, and consecutively it was coming. You know today how frightened we get, the children are, when the lightning thunder comes and then it's accompanied by hailstorms and hailstones. Go and see the aftermath. The houses are damaged, the cars, the vehicles. The only people that are happy are the insurance companies, because you must remember that now people will go insure the cars and houses more and more. I'm not suggesting for a moment that insurance is permissible. I'm just telling you what the reality is on the ground. It is not permissible as far as Islam goes. Musawwamatan inda rabbik. that brimstones that were showering down upon them. They had names, they had nishani, they had symbols. This stone is designated for Mr. A, that one for Mr. C, that one for Mr. X and Mr. Y and Mr. Z. Musawwamatan in Arabic, that is Allah by your Allah. Today the enemies, they strike their drones and hundreds and thousands of innocent civilians die. Yea, Almighty Allah sending down and everyone striking its target. Everyone hitting directly with other homosexual dispatch to hell. وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. And these zalims in that evil in which they were indulging is not far from where you are. You are in Makkah Mukarramah. You are in Medina Munawwara. Go there and see. When you go for your business trips to the land of Palestine, when you go to Biladu Sham, Sham is the Levant, refers to Syria, Palestine, Jordan, and Lebanon. Put these four countries together. The land is telling you a story of Muslim. And what is it telling you? There was a nation here who committed the crime of sodomy, and this land is the lowest portion as far as altitude goes. The water is telling you a story, and it is Al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. Nothing survives there. But today the Zionist regime have made it a money-making scheme. From there they have creams, they have medication. Oh Muslim, it is not permissible for you to buy, to sell, to use it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the Ummah, open Sahih Muslim. Oh my Ummah, when they were going for Tabuk, in the direction of Tabuk, in the 90th of the Hijrah, in the month of Rajab, 30,000 Sahaba, as mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. Now they had to pass Madina Salih, the places of Nabi Salih alayhi salatu salam. Some Sahaba even went there and they cooked food there and everything. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, you cannot go there, eat there, drink there, no. Because these are places of Allah's chastisement and punishment. فَإِلَّمْ تَبَكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا, meaning that if you go there, you must cry or make your face like that of a crying person. So that is what Islam teaches us. We cannot be going there for fun and games and entertainment and touring. No. Go there. Take heed. There was a nation thriving, not listening to the message or the messenger, and in their pride and pomp and haughtiness, and they were so obstinate, Almighty Allah smashed them on the ground on which they were, and Almighty Allah rescued and delivered Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam and his people. Therefore, O Muslim, learn the dua. Allahumma hassin farji. O Almighty Allah, protect my private part. Get your children to lead a pure and a chaste lifestyle. How can the children lead a pure and a chaste lifestyle when the father is busy with his secretary, when the mother is busy with somebody else in some cases, Allah forbid. So we need to get our house in order, and then we can become ambassadors of Islam. Otherwise, remember, we inviting the wrath and the anger of Allah. There is no Quranic verse, there is no ahadith that says that stones cannot come down in this age and this time. What happened to the people of Lut alayhi salam, believe you me, can reoccur and re-happen in this day and this age. And Allah is giving us samples and examples with the hailstones as we see them. Golf size ball and the tennis ball size, all these type of things are right examples in front of us. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادًا. Allah is warning his servants, يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Oh my servants, beware. I can unleash my punishment and chastisement anytime. We ask Allah for protection. We beg Allah, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Wa inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina. O Allah, your mercy is broader, wider, greater than all our vices put together. Have mercy on us and the Ummah Muslimah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.